Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Peerless design, cutting-edge tech, and a world-class interior. The exhilarating Mercedes-Benz GLC. Extraordinary runs in the family.
Hey guys, it's Rob with Western Capital. Just wanted to let you know today we're going to be dealing with a company called Jefferson Capital, and we did a video about that company a few months ago, and we've had a lot of people respond. Just to let you know what we do, everything we do is documented.
This is an attempt to collect the debt and any information of people to use for that purpose. You are calling in regards to your Verizon wireless bill outstanding balance $4,321.67. Tell me, Mr. Joe, how may I help you to resolve your debt today? How would you like to pay off this balance?
Okay, first of all, the debt, $4,326.67. On this first hand, I was just barely got knowledge of this. It was on my report on 7/22/2022, and I just barely got knowledge of this that was on my report, and I was wondering, where is all the documentation to verify this was that debt I owed? I tried calling your number, and it kept shooting me, just paid a bill, and I needed to get verification and documentation by via email and to send to me, and I have not seen one bill or knowledge of this debt that is owed right here. So how can I resolve this issue if there's documentation? Can you give me some documentation ASAP? Because I need this information.
Documentation they required, sir. Are you asking about an email once you make a payment?
No, I am talking about documentation of the information that you got on the amount of money and where the source came from on the money that you got on this collection.
Well, let me tell you, sir, this account is your Verizon wireless bill, okay? We have purchased this debt from Verizon, and we do have the detailed information about this debt. The only thing is, we will not be able to send it to you. What I can do here for you, I can tell you about the information which I have on the screen here.
Yeah.
Just give me one quick moment.
Asking when that account, when did you make that, when did you even open that account?
Overall bill is showing, okay, for this month it's $4,321.67, okay?
Okay, when was the account opened?
The account was opened in the year 2016. It's 3rd of October 2016. And it got closed in the year 2019 due to non-payment on this account. So the balance past due was $3,047.22 in the month of August till September.
What was that number again?
One-time charge is $3,047.22. It was your past balance due. One-time charge was $1,232.22.
And who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that second charge for the $1,200? What's that for? Is that your collection fee? Is that your collection fee?
That is correct. That is correct. So it's a one-time charge on your Verizon bill that was for $1,230.22.
Okay, so that's your fee you're adding on. And what's the next one?
The third one is your surcharges. That is $44.25.
So $24?
No, it's $44.25.
And what's a surcharge? I'm sorry, $44.25. What is a surcharge, sir? What is that? Okay, is that a charge by you, the collection company? Is that a charge by you, the collection company, or is that a charge by Verizon?
The entire charge by your Verizon, nothing from our end, sir. We have purchased this debt from Verizon with the balance amount for $4,321.67 in total. We have sent you a letter in the past about this bill.
Well, we didn't get the letter. What, do you have a copy of it? You can email it to me. Can you email it to me right now, a copy of the letter?
Let me tell you, sir, the mailing address which I have for you, where we have sent the letter to, okay, is 63 Mission Park Loop. Is this your address?
Yeah, well, it's 60 Mission Park Loop, right? Yeah, 60 Mission.
It's showing 63.
Well, that's we don't live in 63. We've never lived in 63. We live in 60. 60 Mission Park Loop is the address. Let me.
Okay.
So.
All right, so I will update your address here. You do not need to worry about anything. Let me just go ahead and tell you about the letter which we have sent it to you. It went to an incorrect address.
Well, hold on. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Do me a favor, okay? Do me a favor. The letter that you said you sent it to 60 Mission Park Loop, and it's simply not here, right? So how could you tell us about it if you now know we never even got a demand letter from you? You know what I mean?
I understand, sir, but the address which was mentioned when you took the Verizon wireless bill account, that time you mentioned that address, that is the reason when we took this account, we received this letter with the address.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
That's the reason we have sent a letter on that address. What I can do here for you, sir, I can let you know about the letter which we have sent it to you.
Yeah, but I love it.
I have sent it to you onto your mailing address. It was about your offers to settle the account. If you are agreed to settle this account with me on this call, I can go ahead and give you an offer which says 55% off on your total outstanding.
Okay, well, here's the... Okay, first of all, your name is Joseph, right? You're Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H?
That is correct.
And what's your last name?
No, it's not Joseph, it's Joseph.
How do you spell that?
I spell that for you. It's T as in tango, A as in alpha, U as in uniform, S as in sugar, I as in India, S as in France, Joseph.
T-A-U-S-I-S. What's your last name, Tosis?
It's S-Y-E-D.
And what's your ID at the company? Like your call...
6245.
I'm sorry, one more time?
6245.
Okay, and then which call center are you in? You're obviously in one of the overseas call centers. Which one are you in?
That is correct, sir.
Are you in India? You're in Mumbai.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so... Here's the problem. Can you do me a favor while we're talking before we start?
Go ahead.
Joseph, can you go ahead and put my the address in Google and take a look at the address? Just type in that address that you have of the number I said, which is 6. Can you type that in Google?
I'm so sorry, sir. We're not allowed to use Google because we cannot access that.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I'm going to go to Zillow right now, and I'm looking at a satellite map, okay, of this, which obviously, you know, okay. You wanted to know. The house is located off of, it's on a corner lot, okay? So it's off of Salina and Mission Park, right? On Salina and Mission Park. And it's a large lot, and the other one, my friend, the one on Mission Park Loop, 63. I don't even see it here. So I'm right now looking at it, and I'm not seeing anything. So if you were to send something to us, it obviously didn't get there, right? You agree with that? Because I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now at the satellite, and now you're saying that you want to do a settlement or something, and I'm just concerned because there's never been a demand or a letter or anything sent out, and I know it's not your fault, my friend Tassis, but I need your help, my friend.
Yes.
I need your help here, because
I can help you, sir.
Okay.
In this case, what I can do. I can send you the letter which I have sent it to you on the mailing address. I can send it to you right away on your email address. Do you want me to do that to you?
Yeah, I do. I want you to send it to Joe.
Okay.
Send it to Joe, J-O-E.
Just give me 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Just tell me.
Okay, it's Joe, J-O-E, at mm-hmm. WCI Live, like a band, WCI. Whiskey Capital Indigo Live.com.
I spell that for you once again. It's J O E at W C I L I V E dot com.
That's right. And I'm right now on the internet. I'm looking right for it. Looking for it right
okay,
now.
Just give me 1 quick moment. Let me just go ahead and do that for you. Be on the line with me. May I please place a call on hold?
Yeah, yeah. Just right, guys. Who people are watching? This is crazy. This account was open 10/3 of 2016. The statute of limitations is how long? 7 years. So they said two things. Number one, that they bought the account. They're not collecting for Verizon. Oh, of course you can. No problem, sir.
Thank you.
I'll wait right here.
Please hold.
Okay? The account is out of statute. Now they're trying to put it on a person's credit report. He never received the document, never received anything, right? Like, you never received anything, right? So I went and I pulled up the house, and it's a huge corner lot. And now what this guy is doing, he's violating the law again, because now he's entering into settlement talks when he even had, when he admitted on the phone call, he's never done a demand letter to this gentleman. You follow that? Well, if you pay it today, we'll give you 55% off. You've never even sent me a letter. Pursuant to the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you have to send a demand letter under the FDCPA, and everything this guy's doing is just going to cost them this is Jefferson Capital, and we go against them all the time. The problem is they're incompetent. This is Robert Pizzola, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're dealing with a very serious matter right now, and you'll find out why it's serious as we're continuing on. But there's a reason why we spend so much money on technology to prove this. Because these people destroy people like this gentleman here. Destroy them. So he goes to try to maybe buy a house or something, and look what happens. Look what happens. They don't care. But run the numbers, my friends. It was open 2016. Now, we'll find out the date of last activity, but there's collection. Also, there's also collection fees added, $1,230 in collection fees. So what we're going to do is we're going to file a complaint with the CFPB, because you're not allowed to do that, guys. You own the account, but you can't add collection fees. You can't add a, quote, surcharge either, can you? So see, America, this is what happens. Our clients get taken care of. But this is what goes on in the background. And this guy from Mumbai has no idea that we've got $100,000 of technology broadcasting to the world right now exactly what's going on his case. It's absolutely pathetic. And you people at Jefferson Capital, you need to understand that all we're going to do is spend money after money after money, and we're going to litigate against you, and we're going to keep you in federal court over and over and over. You'll be hearing me mention a case as I talk to this guy, if he's smart enough to understand it, when we start talking about federal litigation. The same thing they've done to other people. But what do you do whenever you're not trained in this type of business? How do you deal with this? You're watching it. And at the end of this, hopefully I'll be able to have Joe say, hey, Rob at Western Capital did a really good job. And he'll do like we'll do a video with Joe saying, hey, these guys, you did more in one day than we were ever able to do with them. So guys, understand, if you need help with Jefferson Capital or any other companies you heard on SoundCloud, Robert@WCILaw.com. You can go to mycollector.org, or you can dial 702-719-3624. Here we go. Okay.
I have sent you a letter on your email address. I have a request. You please check if you have received one.
Okay, hang on a second. We're pulling it up. Okay. What's the weather where you're at right now, buddy? What's the weather like?
I'm sorry.
What's the weather like where you're at right now? Is it hot down there, or what's it like in Mumbai?
It's rainy, sir.
Oh, is it raining? Are you guys having like a monsoon thing, or is it really bad?
Bad.
Okay,
bad,
I'm still looking right now, so hold on.
Not a problem, sir. Take your time.
All right, let's see. I go to all my mail because I don't want it to go in a spam folder. Okay, read the email back that you sent it to, okay? Are you there?
Yeah.
Tosses. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Okay, who's Renato Salida? Is that you? You just use this as a collection.
He's my manager, sir.
Oh, that's your manager. Okay. I got you. So now I'm going to open up this letter, and I'm going to download it, and it says 1,944. Whoa. Why would the letter say, Hang on a second. Let me just get this right, because I might be misunderstanding something, okay?
No problem, sir.
All righty. Hang on a second. Okay. So, we now have the letter that you sent to the wrong address, right? And that's the
that's
one.
Correct, yes.
That's the one that was sent to 63 instead of 60. You know I'm 60, right? It's on 60, right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
It says, it says payment amount is $1,944.75. I thought it was $4,321.67. What does that mean? I'm sorry.
It said the amount. I'll tell you, sir. It said the settlement amount, sir. Your total outstanding shows $4,321.67 when we purchased the debt from Verizon. But we have sent you an offer wherein if you are trying to settle the account,
I guess
no more obligations. We can go ahead and close this debt with the amount of $1,944.75.
I'm just so concerned because nowhere in this letter does it say anything about a settlement. So I'm not seeing that. It just says, this letter is to inform you of an arrangement you made with Jefferson Capital. It says I made an arrangement with you guys, but I've never talked to you. All I've talked to is your computer. How does that work?
As you spoke to me and as I informed you that I have sent you a letter, that is the reason I have set up the arrangement for that amount, which...
Oh, but okay.
Incorrect address.
So it says this letter is to inform you an arrangement to make payments on the schedule to the right. To make changes to the arrangement, please call 1-800-348-3381 at least 3 business days prior to your payment date. If you're mailing your payments, please send it to JCS reference number on the payment. And send it to Jefferson Capital Systems, LLC, Department 6419, P.O. Box 11407, Birmingham, Alabama. 35246-6419. Upon receipt of your scheduled payments, your account will be settled in full. Now, I'm sorry, maybe I missed the whole conversation. I don't recall where I even said I wanted to settle this because this is an invalid account. So did you make the assumption that I was going to try to settle this with you? Because the problem I've got... Okay, help me understand, because I want to be very clear that I didn't miss something during this conversation.
No, the reason I sent you this offer, because we have sent it to you on your mailing address, which was incorrect. We have offered you to settle the account with Jefferson Capital Systems with the amount of $1,944.75.
Oh, I see. So what you're saying is today is the date of notification. You're notifying me today it's due, and then you're offering me a settlement on the same date that you're showing me that it's due, and it still has the wrong address on it. Is that kind of what I'm hearing you say?
I understand, so the address showing you is correct, but when we purchased the debt from Verizon, the address which was there at that time, the address was 63 Mission Park Loop instead of 60. It was 63.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions, okay? And maybe you can help me. You have the computer screen up, right? As far as the history?
That's correct.
Okay. So you said that the account was purchased, or excuse me, was open 10-3 of 16, right? The open date?
Correct, yes.
Open is 10-3 of 16. Okay, what are the names of the parties on that? Because two people have already passed away and died. I want to know the names you actually have on that contract.
The name is, only one name is there with your socials, your name, and I can tell you the disconnected cell number if you want, which
yeah.
is used.
Yep, yep. Give me that disconnected cell number, that's fine.
It's 505.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have a copy of all the documents from Verizon? If you said I went to the Verizon store or went in and bought a phone for $4,000, do you have a copy of the original documents?
Well, yes, we do have those information, sir, but
Because
if you want, I can go ahead and send it to you on your mailing address. I will go ahead and update your mailing address, and I will send it to you onto your mailing address.
Okay, why can't you just email it over? You know what? Maybe you ought to do this. Why don't you just... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm very sorry, sir. I would not be able to send you those documents onto your mailing address, email address.
Okay. So, I guess the issue is I'm sure it's a surprise to you, but we've never had an account with Verizon.
If you think that this is not your account, sir, I can go here and leave the dispute on this account. It will go for further investigation and they will get in touch with you.
Okay, but there's also another problem, sir. Okay, on this account that somebody opened in our name on 10-3 of 16, when was the last time this account was used or last payment? The last time that there's
2019.
Okay, so the date. So
21st of November 2019.
I'm sorry. What is that?
21st of November 2019.
All right, and that's that. There was a payment there.
I can't see any payment on this account, sir.
Yeah, because I think this is something that I think my wife who passed away, I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, tell me, sir, what do you want me to do with this account? I will go ahead and do that to you.
Well, here's a problem we have. I told you that, first of all, you understand that I told you that the account is disputed, right? Okay, let's go ahead and have you put the dispute on. That's fine.
All right, not a problem, sir.
And then the second thing let's agree on, let's agree that the letter you just sent over, that letter never reached us, right? It never reached us. We never got it. You would agree with that, right? Because you put the word...
The address is incorrect.
Yeah, because...
I will go ahead and update the address, sir.
Okay. And then the next thing is, do you know you're putting this on my credit report?
Let me tell you, sir, your Jefferson Capital account is currently being reported. If you check your credit report, it was last reported on 22nd of July, 2022 as a collections account.
Right, but the problem is it's not valid. And there's never been a letter. So let's talk. That's a great thing you just said, because you said on 7/22/22, you reported the credit bureau, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, and then I'm just getting a copy of your letter, your demand letter, today. So what you've done is you basically reported something on the credit report that is invalid without us even knowing about it, because you never even sent a letter up until when I called you. Would you agree?
Okay, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Mr. Joe, what I will do, yes, I do, sir. What I could do is as you're not satisfied, what I would do for you, sir, I would go ahead and connect this to one of my managers, okay?
Well, before we go to a manager, let me ask you this, because you have the screen up right now, right? You have the screen of all the notes and everything on the account. Would you just go through and read all those to me with all the dates and everything, just so I have it?
I'm sorry?
Would you be so kind as to just, you have the screen up right now with all the information on this account that was opened in my name, right? Would you be so kind as to would you read everything to me? Because I've been asking you specific information, but I just want to make sure I get it all. Because they only give you a certain amount of information, but... If you could just start out, say, okay, it's for Verizon Wireless.
What do you require, sir?
I'm sorry?
What do you require?
Well, all the notes you have, because, well, let me ask you, do you have a copy of the contract and a copy of the bills and all that? Because there's no such thing. We've never even had a number of that.
Well, yes, we do have, sir. If you want, I can send it to you onto your mail.
mailing address. I'll update the mailing address, and I will go ahead and send you a validation of death.
Well, I understand. I understand.
And you can get in touch with us.
Right. Okay. But the problem is that you're on my credit report right now. Almost, it's illegal. You're on my credit report illegally. Do you understand that? See, you can't.
That's correct, sir. I understand.
That's correct. You understand. Okay. So, I think what we should do is we should have your company remove this until you can do what you're supposed to do, so that nobody ends up in lawsuits and stuff. So in other words, take it off the credit report. Send me a letter right now saying you're going to delete this from the credit report. And then whenever you get all your work done, then you can come back and do it the right way. Because right now you're out of compliance. And I'm sure you're in Mumbai and you understand the laws in the United States, right? They're very serious.
That is the reason, sir. That's understood, sir. That's the reason I said that I'll transfer this call to our manager and can have work with him.
So do you have the authority to send a letter to me and delete it from the credit report right now? Or does you have to go through a manager?
You need to ask the manager, sir.
Okay, why don't you go talk to your manager real
because
quick?
I cannot go.
Okay, go ahead. You can't what?
Because, okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, I'll
give me one moment.
I'll wait right here. Thanks.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@WesternCapitalMedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.